Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lloyd Christopher. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball four. Cullenbein moves to third. Wakefield moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mullen. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christopher moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. Christopher scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. Swift throws to second to catch Michaels, and Lake lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Lake. There goes Michaels. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Lake steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Mullen moves to third. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Christopher moves to second. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Michaels is walked intentionally. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Lake fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mullen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Philly. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Kennedy throws the ball into Callaway, who tags Mullen trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wakefield goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Michaels moves to second. 2 outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Swift reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Bob Swift. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 2 in the game. Newhouser bunts towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. 1 out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbutt's now catching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. 1 out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callaway scores. Jones moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Michaels strikes out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Bertie Tebbets. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.